Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Winter wheat performance data from across South Dakota has been tabulated, and results are now available to help growers evaluate varieties for this fall's planting. Winter wheat performance trials are run at 13 locations across the state, providing a broad look at how lines perform under South Dakota conditions. SDSU Extension agronomist David Karkey encourages farmers to study trials near their location and look for lines that consistently rank in the top tier.
But always look for varieties that are well adapted in a region. Even in from our trial, we've seen some varieties did really well in some part of the state and still be in the top bracket, but not in the very top in the other parts of the state.
This year's trials included lines from South Dakota and Nebraska's public breeding programs, along with private varieties from Westbred, AgriPro, and Lima Grain. Many have 2 or 3 years of data, giving growers a more reliable basis for selecting seed that fits their fields. The 2026 winter wheat variety trial results are available on the crops page of the SDSU Extension website. SDSU also conducts trials on forage winter wheat lines, and Karkey announces a new, true, dual-purpose release from the South Dakota program.
There's quite a bit of demand of forage out there. We still like to breed, release varieties that are good yielding varieties, but if we have something with a better forage quality, that's icing on the top.
SD Sundog is a forage or grain line and will be available in 2027. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.